presentation, we were asked.
Dasha,
where are you? So there would be some advertising pools, actually. It's time for a commercial. Thank you very much, Alexander. I would like to make one announcement of a new project being launched. The project will be launched in the framework of the Young People's Festival, launched by the Center of Modern Art. For the first time, it was launched in the year 2002, and different institutions joined this festival. But this time, it would take place on September 6th. So the topics are the following: the strategies of self-education and forms and shapes of education. I think that the strategies of self-education is one of the possible options of resolving the crisis, which Kate depicted so well. And different types of reshaping, rephrasing different objectives and goals, probably re-estimation of different criteria which we should be guided by when we are producing different painters and artists, and such attempts of autonomization, so to say, attempt to get independent from these trends and tendencies of commercialization, when the art is not regarded as means of entertainment. Sorry, I will leave some leaflets here. So those who are interested to take a leaflet and please attend our festival, our meeting. So this pause was necessary just for the interpreters, because Kate was speaking so speedy that interpreters, I think, that they were already exhausted, maybe. And now we can ask different questions to Kate. So where is the mic? So if without mic, the interpreters will not hear you. So thank you very much for your report. I would like to ask, so the ideology of art process, the ideology of a big item, will it be contradicting the ideology imposed from above by our authorities, by the power? So will they compete, will they contradict each other? I think they will compete, they should compete, I think. The ideology was, so to say, how would I put it? It was said that ideology is very bad just because it is imposed on us. Well, yes, ideology is imposed, but it doesn't mean that we should struggle with it. So if it is imposed, it doesn't mean that we should leave this field of battle. We should, I think that everything should be based on a conflict. We should propose something contradicting, you know, that, everything should be based on a conflict. Nothing can be done without a conflict, and we cannot get away from this field of big narratives, of big ideologies. We should not go to the field where people would only speak about the origins of his grandfathers, grandmothers. This is a wishful thinking, I think. Otherwise we would speak only about the just small nations, about opposition of socialism and feminism socialism, that females should be dominating. I think that a conflict is a regular pillar of any activity. Will it not be like there is a plunging into the imperative of the imposed ideology. When people do not pay attention or do not know who they should conflict with or confront with, they just have lost the habit of confronting, they have lost the habit of conflicting with other people. I think that my generation, they still have this habit, and it may be revived, it may be resuscitated. And the second small question. Very persuasive criticism of the communicative period. So you spoke about modernism, you spoke about this communicative stream. You included that into the commercial to the commercial feature, but you didn't speak about the third sphere, so to say, where the knowledge is a law. Knowledge doesn't mean education, but still I believe in education, by the way. I think that different shapes, different types of education, for me they are very important. I lay big hopes on them. This may be a teamwork or a decomposition. I don't see the decomposition of the citation of a professor and a student. So I don't think that this is the most efficient form, the most efficient shape. We cannot produce the system of self-education because for that we should have different commercial traps, so to say. There is such a phenomenon which is called commercialization of the club. And what is the opposition to the commercialization of the club? What's the alternative? We can create some non-commercial, non-for-profit clubs which can gather assemble at home in our flats, for example, in our apartments, but I don't think that we should start everything from the scratch here in Russia. We should bring up everything, and we should not be stemming from wishful thinking, from biodidactics or biotechnologies, something like that, because I'm very much scared with such an idea. A person, a human being, is not an organic being. He has some intellectual dimensions as well. We should remember about that. Thank you, Kate, very much.